when he goes back in the natural way, he, now with all those communication skills, he can communicate Baba's love and presence to people. And then you had a question, we were talking about how to...
But how will he do it? There should be years for him to speak.
I was telling him the practical manner.
What about the receptivity?
Oh.
That's the important thing.
You can't fire shots at a blank wall.
No, but I was telling him that I was giving him practical advice about how to get involved and set these things up. Because John Page and I, we did a number of experimental colleges classes.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember that?
Yeah.
In any university, not any university, but some universities, they let you teach anything on any subject. So I was talking to him about the practical, the magic words are reincarnation and karma. And the spiritual path, reincarnation, karma, and spiritual path will draw them all out of the woodwork, according to Meher Baba.
Did he say that right?
That was the title of the talk. You know. And then he was telling me the story of how he brought the Spirit of Christ to somebody. You know, and he just touched their forehead and they felt the Spirit of Christ. You know. And I was saying, why not do that, you know, in receptive audience too? Bring the Spirit of Baba in people's hearts.
Charismatic Baba lovers?
Don't do that.
It doesn't seem like it fits.
It is not Baba's way.
Not Baba's way?
It's to Jack, though.
That's Jack.
Jack's roundabout way of getting him to touch him on the forehead rather than feeling the power of Baba.
And you were saying how to fit?
Baba has given us the latitude to share his message through speech, not through action. But he wants us to live his message to ourselves. Yeah. But not to go and put your hands there and say that there's no laying this or that, nothing like that.
Did Baba say anything then about spiritual healing? I mean, if somebody does have, not speaking of myself, but if somebody does have an aptitude for it or has done it in the past as a Christian lay person?
Baba doesn't use the word spiritual healing. Any healing that helps a person is good.
Whether it involves the laying on of
hands. Isn't it a spiritual healing if I were to talk to you about Baba and you feel uplifted and your way of life is changed? Isn't it a far better healing than any physical ailment that is healed through spiritual healing? Any healing that uplifts somebody and helps somebody is the best. Baba doesn't mind that. But if you give a spiritual, what you call, a slant to it, he doesn't like that. You may hold it that it's a spiritual healing and all that, and the other person may do so. But yes. Use whatever faculties you have got, whatever things that are to your credit, you may use it. But bear in mind that all healing proceeds from him. Yeah. Never take the blame upon you, nor take the credit upon you. Now, suppose if a person has just come to hear about Baba and has begun to feel about him, you know the surge that you have within you. You know what I mean. I have no words to express that because I am not a master in English. That person comes to Baba and that person is here and sits around Baba and all that. And at an opportune moment, the person speaks out, Baba, I have been doing spiritual healing. Is it all right if I continue to do it? Do you expect him to say no? He said, no, continue to do it. Because the person, the heart has just been drawn. And each one is, Baba relates to each one in his own or her own way. That some people who are healed feel uplifted and all that's very good. They all come to me, they are brought to me by that. That doesn't mean that he gives a license for spiritual healing. You follow? No. But for that person at that particular moment it was right. Then gradually the person who comes closer and closer to Baba stops that, you see. And continues with the healing, knowing fully well the source of all healing is him. There are chiropractors, there are these medical professionals, you see, they do it. Baba encourages them to do that. but not in the name of spirituality. Pardon?
I think you answered.
What was the question we were talking about?
What is that?
Doing God's work and spreading his message, right? But I really love that part where he was just walking into the audience, 300 people, you know.
He loved it.
That's the way Bob thought you could do it.
That's what Jack wants to do. He wants to go into the audience.
Jack wants to be in the
band. And everybody fall down and swoon.
On Bob's love. I had this dream a number of years ago where I was with a group of people who knew nothing about Baba, and I just sort of said Baba's name. They said, Baba? And I repeated Baba's name, and they all swooned, shouting Baba's name. And I just felt Baba's love right then and there.
Did you hear what he said? That was so beautiful, an experience, the initial experiences. You heard his story from the beginning,
yes,
didn't you? You were here, yeah. And then, and he derived that great joy, the upliftment, others derived it all that. Then gradually what happens? What happens to
him?
He realizes they're toys.
Then what happens is that some people feign that they are having their experiences, and it becomes commercialized. There are these chances like that, for that. That's the reason why from the very beginning, nip in the bud. Never go in for that.
Bud for years.
That's how it is. If you otherwise, that will not give any fragrance of Baba. That's not Baba's way.
What's not Baba's way? Oh.
Huh?
What's not Baba's way? I've lost.
Oh. Going out and just putting your hands there and saying, this is also yourself. This is also a dream, and I saw it in the dream, and this is dream, and this is dream, and then, well, in the name of Mayor Baba, you see, all feel his presence and all this, and speak in various languages and speak in different tongues and all that sort of thing. The Holy Ghost descends now on you. That's not the way. There were so many cases, didn't I describe to you so many stories? Because there are people who used to do these things in presence of Baba. It's not while Baba was, I don't mean presence of Baba, while Baba was physically present with us, they would go out and do the same thing outside. Don't you remember the case of a person who was revived, that child, on the lap of a Baba lover, repeating Baba's name and all that, and he was so elated with this that he sent a cable to Baba. You know that story? He sent a cable to Baba, glorifying Baba, and saying that Baba, the child of the chieftain who was lying dead on my lap, revived to life by repeating your name and singing your glory. And Baba made me send out a cable that I would have been very happy had you died instead of a child being revived. You follow?
Yes.
See, to that, yeah. Because then what happens, he gets that feeling that, oh, how good that it has come out of me. And then mind is such that it begins to develop the superiorities over others. Well, that is not wanted. All that is wanted is that the mind should be annihilated. That's what Baba says. If you really are pursuing spiritual advancement, the real advancement is effacement. Efface yourself. That is real. Not all these powers and this and that and all that sort of thing. The phenomena, that's all in the world. It's there everywhere.
It certainly hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
For the upliftment.
Do you mean to say that this Christianity that is at present now, how many millions are there believing in Lord Jesus Christ? Are they believing because he could perform those miracles? In the heart of a true Christian, do they see Jesus performing the miracles, or do they see him on the cross and suffering?
On the cross.
No? The greatness that he is here. Humbling himself for our sake, giving himself up. All right, you want my life? Here it is. That's what he wants from us. It's never lasting. It will create an uproar. Oh, there'll be streamers you see in the newspapers and television and radio, and all you will be televised, you see, all over the world. So, it will shorten, your life, you see, by that.
What is the balance between? Because you were encouraging me the other day, yesterday, by going to Andhra.
Well, did I encourage you to do this? I said, share your treasures with others. Tell them about Baba. Yeah, it will be so good and all that. But I didn't say that. This is how you all quote me all the time. You said it. Therefore, I did it.
Laying on
the
stand.
I've got it on tape.
We're going to send it to L.A.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Physician, heal thyself first.
That's what I said.
That's why I said I don't want to go. In Jack's case, you have to say lawyer.
You need not go anywhere. You just live his message and the world will come to you. That is the thing. Yeah? I tell you, you have not to step out of your room. Just begin to live his message and the world is at your feet. Yeah. don't withdraw your feet there.
Laying your sanskaras at your feet.
It is like that always. But it's good to share the treasure. He has told us to do that. Don't keep it to yourselves. Yeah. Some remote way it might help somebody. One person is enough for us. But he has said of himself, that if at least one who has heard me and seen me today profits by it, my visit here will not be in vain. He says to the crowd. So how much, what should we say? Yeah. At least one. That's what Buddha meant by that. That one fruit after many, many reincarnations I gather and put it in my barn. My labor is such. So, never create such thoughts or have such thoughts or share such thoughts with anybody, and don't incite anybody doing that.